阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
好，今天是一个很难讲的一个题目。
Today's topic that is really hard to talk about.
那第一个念经不容易懂。那第二个莫造话头。必须要有实修的功夫。
First of all, pure Dhamma Sutra itself is very hard to understand. Second of all, that you need to have certain kind of experiential, you should have some kind of experience through practice of Moda and Vata to be able to understand.
今天是问看过一遍的影子人情。
Please raise your hand. You have actually read through at least one of the entire Sura Dhamma Sutra. Raise your hand.
我要解释我怎么讲啊？哦，好，就是因为上次我们有在研经什么研读的、第二个就是有打过末道话头的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you have attended either Vato or Moido Dharma Illumination Retreat. Please raise your hand.
好，那你没有打过，也没有听过，那就种善根。
For those of you, neither have read nor have taken the retreat, participated in the retreat, then see this opportunity as deepening your virtue tree.
因为我第一次看的眼睛在20几年前，全部看不懂。
Myself, about 20 some years ago, when I read the Sura Dhamma Sutra first time, I didn't understand what I was reading.
然后打话筒，你也不知道话筒是什么。
Nor did I understand when I was participating the Vato retreat.
好了，所以。今天就是分成两部分，一个是内经的大意，那另外一个就是要介绍莫造化头那一回事，然后再第三个就是莫造化头跟内经的关系。
Okay, today's topic three parts. First, some general understanding about what the Sura Dhamma Sutra is talking about.Second, what is the method of Vato and final illumination? Third, what is the relationship between the sutra and these two methods of practice?
那先讲就是楞严经就要讲真心跟妄心。
But Sura Dhamma Sutra is talking aboutCenters around what is the true mind and what is the deluded mind.
然后莫造化头，他的目标就是要去把那个真心找出来，找出来叫做开悟。
And the goal of the method of Vato and Silent Illumination
is to find that true mind.
那从楞严经的角度。你们现在在听我讲话，你在听我在讲，这叫妄心，不是真心。
From the point of view of Sura Dhamma Sutra, the mind that you are using right now to listen to me talking about Sura Dhamma Sutra is actually a deluded mind.
所以你说我讲得好，讲得不好，都是妄心。
Therefore, whether you say,I actually did a good job or bad job or from this deluded mind.
那没关系，至少你听这一个，你知道这叫妄心，不是真心。
It doesn't matter. At least you have some understanding that this is a deluded mind that you're using to listen.
好，那我现在就开始讲，先讲楞严经啊。那楞严经它总共有10卷啊， 那开头是就是阿难，就是被有一个我们叫淫女，就是妓女就对了，用这一个用这个什么什么神咒把他迷住了，然后佛就把他救回来，用楞严咒把他救回来。那接下来佛就问他，那心在哪里啊？其实还有很多细节，不过就是佛就问了你，你为什么要出家？那你的心在哪里？心是在哪里？
Sun Gong Sutra altogether has 10 chapters. It started by Ananda was being put on a spell by, at that point, a very beautiful prostitute. At that point, Buddha then sent his disciples to rescue him by using the Dharani of Shungama Dharani. And it started by that, and then developed into the Buddha asked Ananda, where is the mind? Why did you left home? And where is your mind?
然后阿难回答，就说心在心里，在身体里面，心在身体外面，心在中间，心在眼根里面，
心在窍里面，总共有回答七次，我都说那都不是真心。
So it then showed a series of Buddha asking Ananda, "What is the mind?" Ananda responded, "Seven.Places. First saying it's inside my body, the Buddha said no. Then he replied, outside my body, Buddha said no. Then he said, the root of my eyeball, Buddha said no. So continuously, seven places, Ananda offered the Buddha as the answer, and Buddha said, none of them are correct.
Now, Alan 就觉得很奇怪他说
我发勇猛心或是我就是要谤佛，但是这一颗心你说这颗心不是我的真心，那我就没心了啊。
Then Ananda is completely dumbfounded. He said to the Buddha, but this mind of me, mine, that really devoted, want to practice very hard,want to achieve highly in my practice, and the mind that I'm actually using to scold the Buddha, you are telling me none of that was my mind? Then where's my mind? What is my mind?
所以同样的我决定不听了，这也是妄心啊。
The same thing. I have decided not to listen.This is also a deluded mind.
好，那阿难就很彷徨啊。那我什么是我的真心？那佛陀就开始讲的，就是真心是什么样啊？那佛就告诉他，总共真心有十种特质。等一下我们会讲啊，有十种特质。
Ananda at this point was completely lost, frightened, and didn't know what to do. Really puzzled by what really was the mind. Buddha at that point then started to expound the Dharma and told him what is mind, the true mind. And later on we will talk about there are 10 characteristics.
那这边
true mind.
那荧幕上有资料，就是说我们是用心看，不是用眼睛看的啊。还有这个真心，它是不动的，不生灭的，不还的，不失的。还有就是超情不昏，无杂无碍，超见。
So quickly listed this 10 characteristics of true mind from the perspective of visual awareness. First, the mind that sees. Second, visual awareness does not move. Visual awareness does not perish. Fourth, true nature of visual awareness. Fifth, visual awareness is not dependent on conditions. Sixth, visual awareness is not a perceived object. Seven, visual awareness has neither shape nor extension. Eighth, visual awareness is both separate and not separate from objects. Ninth, visual awareness arises neither on its own or from causes. Tenth, true visual awareness is not based on duality.
好，那讲完了以后，等一下我们会再慢慢解释这一个啊。讲了以后，那讲了真心，那接下来就讲那真心跟我们现在所看到的所有的现象是什么关系。
Later then, Buddha talk about what is the relationship between the true mind and what we have perceived of the phenomena.
那我们所看到的现象，那在经典里面是把它分为六路、十二处、十八界、五蕴，还有就地水火风空见识，就是我们叫七大。
Now, what we have perceived, the so-called phenomena, is created by six sense organs. Then six sense organs combined with the six objects, sense objects, and then combined with six consciousness. Then create this five skandhas and the seven elements.Earth, water, fire, wind, space, 见识
就是空间，见就是 awareness， 可能可以讲说 awareness。
Awareness and then consciousness。
啊，应该这边有讲了，就是这边像看得到吗？啊，还是再大一点？啊，过大了是吧？后面看得到吗？已经过大，跑到旁边去了，是吧？好，那我把它弄小一点。好，接下来这讲完了以后啊，那阿兰又问一个问题，其实不是阿兰，是富罗纳啊，是另外一个，就是说法第一那个富罗纳，就问了一个问题，那就是说我们众生跟佛同样的觉性，那为什么会变成众生？
Then a question was raised by Bodhisattva Alona, saying that if the Buddha said that the true mind of the sentient beings and the Buddha are the same, how come sentient beings became deluded?
那这边就是其实是整个佛法的重心，我们叫三系六出。
Then Buddha starts to expand this concept that is actually the true essence of all Buddha Dharma. We call three subtle and six coarse processes of how sentient beings become deluded.
那三系六出上就是大系起信论的一个整个架构。
Now this concept of three subtle and six coarse processes is the whole structure of the great faith of 起信论 is the Mahayana Shastra.
Right.
The great awakening faith、
yeah.
of Mahayana of Shastra, right? So this whole thing is the entire structure of that Shastra.
三系六出主要是讲说我们众生本来是没有能守的，结果因为一念妄动变成能守以后，从此就完蛋了，就在三系，我们每个人都在三系的这一个基础跟外境互动。
Three subtle and six coarse processes is based on the idea, the concept of once one deluded thought arises, then it gives rise to the three subtle processes. What are the three subtle processes? Ignorance, that which sees, that which is seen.
那我们几乎所有人的修行，有时候很少去碰到三系，就是超越能所这一部分。我们都是在能所的基础之下修行的。
Many, many Buddhist practitioners practice never go beyond to the point of these three subtle processes. It all evolving around that which sees, that which is seen, has this object and subject relationship.
因为细到你根本就不认为那是问题。
Because it is so subtle, you don't realize that is a problem.
我们一般人讲烦恼，很少人说我看到你，这叫做烦恼。
Ordinary sentient beings or ordinary practitioners, when they say I see my vexations, they won't recognize even that mere thought that I see you.Is a vexation.
我们一般就是说，我看到你起嗔心，啊，这个嗔心是烦恼。可是我看到你没有嗔心，这个叫不叫烦恼，对不对？我们一般是这样子的。
We usually believe that if I see you vexed, then I see that vexation in you. And if I see you not vexed, then I don't see vexation in you.
所以我们一般努力就是要除掉嗔心、贪心，可是我们不会去碰触到我看到你这是烦恼。
So, in general, common practitioners will try to get rid of the hatred and get rid of the greed in their mind, but wouldn't get to the subtle part asThat mere thought that I see you is vexation.
所以有人跟你借钱，不管他有没有还，你认为他跟你借钱，那你就是烦恼了。
If someone borrow money from you and pay back, and you see that thought that you arise at that vexation that oh that person did not pay me back as vexation, but did not realize that thought itself recognizing that someone has not paid you back is also vexation.
啊，同样的，就是我帮助这个人，我很快乐，其实你是烦恼的。
Same thing. The thought arises in your mind saying that, oh, I was helping this person, I'm really happy. That whole thing.Is also vexation.
因为太细了，所以听不懂，所以只好讲助人为快乐之本。
Because this concept is so ingrained to us, it's so subtle, we do not recognize it, and we couldn't understand. So therefore, Buddha Dharma, when we talk about, we say, "Oh, helping other people is really a good thing."We're trying to encourage people to help others.
所以为什么经典常常要讲，就是说，从有相的布施由我，然后布施给别人了，要跳到什么没有我，啊，没有被布施的人，就从有相到无相，才能够跳开三系。
Therefore, sutras try to teach us that we need to go beyond form, beyond this attachment to phenomenon, beyond this attachment to the sense of self, and go beyond to that to the no self. When you help others, there is no self to help others, and there is no object to be helped, and there is no events that happened.
好，那这个东西还可以等一下我们还会再讲啊。那接下来懂了这个原理以后，怎么样从我们有能手的，然后回到超越能手，那就有25种法门，我们叫25种圆通。嗯。
Now this we understand this concept, then we will further talk about there are actually ways.To help us go back to where we belong, to that true mind. And here, Tsungama Sutra lists 25 different methods.
然后25种圆通里面最后就是观音菩萨的叫做耳根圆通，那似乎有一个叫什么观音妙智。
Within these 25 methods, the last one is the method thatAvalokiteshvara Bodhisattva use, which is a Gen Yuan Tong, complete of the sense hearing, the root of sense hearing. Sorry, I don't know the special term for that method, but the idea is through hearing the Avalokiteshvara complete.His practice.
啊，那书有写了一本书，厚的一本书啊，但你看了要可能一两个小时。我们现在两分钟就，一秒钟就把它十秒钟就把它讲完了。
So we wrote a book about this method. If you read it, you probably the fast reader probably will take about 2 hours. Now I'm going to spend about maybe 5 seconds to explain it.
那接下来。就是我们修行的时候可能会有碰到一些魔障，所以就有个楞严咒啊，然后保护我们在修行的时候障碍也没有障碍。
The other thing I would like to share is when we practice, we will encounter some demonic obstacles. So it is encouraged.For us to chant the Dharani of Tsungama Dharani, it will help us to fight over these demonic obstacles.
那我们在当初可能从来都没有练过楞严咒嘛，在台湾是每两天就练一次。
In this chant meditation center, I don't think we have ever chanted this Dharani, but in Taiwan, DDM, Dharma Draw Mountain, we chant this Dharani every other day. Finished in 2 days. 是两天把它念完。
每
天念两次。
没有啊，两天念一次，就是第一天。
一半。
这没有，不是一半啊。这第一天是练大悲咒，第二天练楞严咒。
Correction, every other day, we'll chant this Dharani.
那接下来，就是那楞严经里面就讲，就是说众生为什么会轮回六道？他这边是讲七道啊，七气，就是好像又加了一个什么神仙的样子啊，仙就连神仙他也加入进去，就变成七道。
In the sutra, it talks about why sentient beings became sentient beings. It categorized into 7 kinds based on its attachments. The percentage of the attachment to your sensation and your cognition.
那这个是因为情跟想的不一样，那我们人是五分情五分想。
For human, 50 and 50% we are attached to our sensations and we also attach to our thoughts and cognitive beliefs, ideas.
那如果你纯情，我很纯情，那就进入地狱。
If you are totally, completely, 100% attached to your sensory, you know, sensations, then you go to hell.
那纯想就上西方或是上天堂。
If you are 100%, the attachment is completely in a cognition, in your cognitive, in your mind and thoughts, then you are in the heavenly realm.
那接下来就是讲，就是我们开始要从凡夫的众生开始修，那回到变成这个佛，那总共有，我们叫修菩萨道，总共有五十五位阶。
Now then we'll talk about how, when we are practice, starting by we are right now at sentient beings level, all the way back to Buddhahood, it has 55 steps. We call the Buddhist 55 levels or Bodhisattva steps.
然后我们在修行的过程当中，你就要破掉你的五蕴、色蕴、受蕴、想蕴、行蕴、识蕴的时候，你会有五十种魔境。
While we're practicing trying to shed all these five skandhas, then you will encounter 50 kinds of demonic phenomena.
那这些魔镜呢，如果你假如你说我怎么样了，那你就什么，我们叫着魔。
So when you're reaching to one, a point that you feel like, oh,You did it. You attend the great attainment. At that point, you already entering this demonic state.
比如说你修道能过，你现在可以到象冈，或是像马哈等去买，可以去买一个面包然后拿回来，这个叫摄印魔。
If you cultivate practice to the point that you had, you can actuallySitting here, but you can also simultaneously go to Manhattan, purchase the bread, and bring it back right now, then you have achieved this so-called, the skanda form that you have completely, shed off that attachment. That is, one kind of attainment, one person,could reach to. And if you feel, oh wow, I'm really attained highly, look at this, I could just sit here and get bread from Manhattan, I don't have to move, and you feel that you really achieve really greatly, then that mind itself, demonstrate that you already enter a demonic state.
所以着魔有两个意思，也就是说你贪爱这个境界，那你不能迈向觉悟，那这是第一种魔。
When we talk about entering demonic state, first is you sort of arise this attachment, you really love the state that you are into, and you don't want to move forward.
那第二种境界就是说你碰到外的东西，然后去控制你，就外魔了。
The second kind is you encounter of outer force, demonic force, and then you become a puppet or being controlled by that outer demonic force.
反正没有开悟就叫做魔。
In summary, when you are not enlightened, We all call that demonic state.
你只要活在三系啊，你要我看到你，那你就是着魔。
As long as you are living within this realm of the practice of three subtle and six courses, and then you raise this idea, I see you, you're already in the demonic state.
So 不用紧张啊。
So don't be nervous about it. We all are in demonic state.
这个佛经名称叫做烦恼魔啊。
From a Buddhist point, using a Buddhist term, this is called vexation, demonic state.
反正我们也好像也没什么事嘛，所以不用紧张啊。
But even though we are in this demonic state, we seem to be okay, we're fine, so don't worry about it.
好，那我们整个讲呢，接下来我们要就来讲，就是我们的问题出在哪里啊。
Next, I would like to talk about what is the problem? Where the problem arise?
就是说众生为什么会在这一个我们的三界流转，最主要是众生以攀缘心为我们的心。
The reason why sentient beings are evolving in these three realms, it is because sentient beings, they treat their grasping mind as their true mind.
那所谓攀缘心，就是说你一颗心一直在这个我们叫做六尘色声香味触法去分别它，有人分别的心，还有什么手分别的境，那这个境就是色声香味触法，我们一直抓一抓或是丢，那这个那我们会把这颗心能抓的能排斥的这颗心当成是我们的心。
The so-called grasping mind is the mind that when we encounter sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought, then we arise this the mind that's able to differentiateIn the things that are grasping the object that is encountered, the mind and touched it, and believe this whole thing is self.
那我们就是众生失去这一颗真心，那这边是讲涅槃妙心啊，就是真心的意思。那这个真心是什么？是色声香味触法所碰触不到的。
Now we talk about sentient beings deluded from the true mind, and this true mind is the mind that cannot be touched by sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought.
所以像我们在就是墨照或是画头，通常我们就是说什么像墨照我们叫不对眼而照，有没有？你所言的东西那就不是真心本身。
When we talk about silent illumination method,We use the concept that without contact it knows, without encounter it illuminates. It is not touch, not get caught on to the things, the objects,you encounter. That is silent illumination.
那也就是说，这颗心不需要去照任何对象，它本身就可以照了，不需要对象，它可以照了，这颗心才是你的真心。
In other words, the true mind of ours, the true mind, doesn't need to show it has the function of, shining on or illuminating. It itself illuminates. It doesn't need the object to know that it has the function of illuminating.
那因为我们一直是去分别或是去抓取我们所感知到的对象，所以我们要回到这个，我去抓，不去碰触，我那就很辛苦了。
Because we have practiced this.Idea of constantly differentiating, our mind constantly grasping on things that we like, rejecting things that we don't like. We constantly doing that and falsely believe that is the self. So ask us to not do that, not grasping, not differentiating is very hard.
也就是说我们要回到那种能守双亡，主客不分，物我两忘啊。的那个状态。
In other words, Buddhism is asking us to go back to the state that subject and object dissolved, host and guest distinguished, and phenomena and self extinguished, to that state.
也就是说你开悟的时候要什么，能守双亡，主客不分，物我两忘。
In other words, when you are enlightened, what you are enlightened is to, you enter to the state of, there is no subject and object, and there is no host and guest, and phenomenon and self completely distinguished.
好，那接下来我们就讲三系六出啊。
Okay.Now I'm going to talk about three subtle and six coarse processes.
就是我们的心本来是没有能守的，但是有时候我们叫做一念妄动，然后我们就进入这个什么能守对立的，那这个叫做一念不绝生三系啊。
The true mind originally.Our true mind originally does not have subject, object. But when we have this one delusional thought arise, then immediately it gives rise to the three subtle processes.
那三系它的内容就是无明、能见相跟所见相。
What's included in that three subtle processes? Ignorance?That which sees, that which is seen.
就是说我们在每个当下会把你所看到的对象会分为一个是这个相跟能看到的心是什么是对立的。
In other words, the moment that we see an object, immediately arises the idea we see that object is separate from the ability to see. That is, already we have thisSubject and object relationship in our mind with the phenomena that we are encountered.
也就是说，假设你看到 任何东西你没有办法看到，那就是你的心，那一定是能所，能所对立。
For example, when you see something, right that moment, you are not aware. That is the mind that sees. It already, you are in this subject-object relationship.
那觉悟的人他的心跟所看到的现象，他们是同时，书讲就同时看到他们的心性跟看到现象。
For enlightened beings, when they encounter things, when they see something, simultaneously, the mind and the object being seen are in one, not separating.
那如果我们用镜子跟镜子的影像来形容，就是它这面镜子反映出任何现象，它看到现象也看到镜子。
Using mirror as an example, when the mirror reflect, all the objects will show on the mirror, and at the same time, the mirror knows. There's no separation.
然后，所有的相都在镜子里面，不是心，不是在心镜子外面。如果你认为相是在镜子外面，叫做心外什么有法，叫做外道。
Also, all phenomena are in the mirror. It's not outside the mirror. If you believe that objects are outside the mirror, then that is out of path you're practicing.
好，那问你个问题，我现在讲话是在你们心内还是在心外？
Now I want to ask you a question. Now I'm talking. Am I outside your mind or inside your mind?
现在知道标准答案了。
Now you know the correct answer, don't you?
好，再问一个问题啊，你想到妈妈，那个妈妈在心内还是在心外？
Another question.When the thought arises about your mother, you thought about your mother, is that thought inside your mind or outside your mind?
Inside, 对不对？好，那你对你心中的妈妈很生气，你跟谁生气？
Okay, another question. When you arise the thought of your mother and you're very angry at your mother, who are you angry at? What are you angry at?
应该自己的哈。你说我跟自己生气哈、啊，那看到一个人，就是你看得很不满意，你跟谁不满意？请记住啊。
If you see someone you really dislike and not satisfied with this person, who are you not satisfied to?
你如果能够这样的话，你。比较容易碰到就是三系，从三系去除你的烦恼。
All those examples that I ask, if you are able to know that actually is coming from the mind, from yourself, is creating the thought, then you are that closer in contact with the processes of three subtle and six cores that we just talked about.
比如说最近埃及已经什么？已经总统已经下台了哈、哦，说埃及的人民就是、开始有好日子过，对不对
？Recently, President Rubara stepped down, and Egyptians are much happier now.
然后你看了这个新闻，你要告诉自己，那个埃及总统还有那些人民是我心中的东西。
When you see the news in the TV, you have to immediately tell yourself what you hear, what you see, is the thought arising from the mind.
那现在马上问的问题，你心中看到和浮现的这个影像啊，或者是新闻，是不是埃及的总统还有埃及人的民
？Question: What comes out from the mind? What you see and what you think? That itself is it the same as President Rubar or people Rubara Mubara?Mubarak, sorry. President Mubarak. Is it President Mubarak or Egyptians?
啊，你还是照看新闻，可是你要知道，那个不是埃及总统，也不是埃及人民。
You could still see the news, but you need to know, you need to have this.Understanding that what you see is not the president of Egypt, is not the people of Egypt.
然后你这样跟其他人讲说，埃及的人民胜利了，可是你知道没有埃及人民胜利。
You could still tell your friends, oh, people of Egypt they win.Right? But in your mind, you need to know there is no people of Egyptian people. There is no President Mubarak.
那、啊、如果别人把你的话说埃及人民胜利了，他当作真的有埃及人民胜利，那是他的问题。他是在三系里面在跟你互动。
When you tell someone, oh, the Egyptian win, and that person that you told to believe there's something actually happened, there is this so-called Egyptian people win, then that is this person's problem because he is still operating within this three subtle and six coarse processes in the mind.
所以你一方面你要用语言，然后跟人家沟通，按照我们说按照世间法沟通，可是你要清楚，从来是没有事情发生的。
So you need to continuously interacting with people.Following the rule of conventional rules, communicating with others, but you have to also inside know nothing has happened.
但是你讲归讲，就是你还是把那个奥巴马不是奥巴马，把那个穆巴什么克，
穆巴拉克，
还有那人民那个胜利这个观念当成真实，这是我们已经长期以来是这样子，你要知道我又把它当成真实。
Even though right now we probably have some idea about we constantly practicing this kind of deluded thought of involving in the processes of three subtle and six coarse processesThat is okay because we've been practicing that for a long time. As long as you then remind yourself, that is not true. What I see, what I hear, nothing has happened. As long as you're constantly reminding yourself, that is okay.
因为我们并不是在一种觉悟的状态，你并不是 你心浮出，就是穆巴克还有人民，这个时候你知道这个是心中的一个影像而已，我们是会马上会有个心看到这个总统这个像为总统，我们是用能所对立的在看，并不是什么没有能所的在看的。
Because we are not enlightened beings, we don't operate in the enlightened state. Therefore, when the thought arises, we immediately operating with this subject-object dualistic way of operating. But as long as the next thought, we remind ourselves, oh, again, I fell into that trap.And pull yourself out, remind yourself constantly, then you are that much closer to your true mind.
也就是说，可以拉到末照来哈，你要有能力，就是你心中浮现什么埃及总统的影像，还有你心中浮出语言，这些东西通通有。可是你有能力看到这些是我心中的东西，那我去什么抓或是排斥心中的所有的现象。
If you practice our illumination, here's what you do when the mind arises, some images, language, pictures, they all exist.Phenomena exist. But then you have the capacity to see through that these all are created by the mind. And you don't then reject or attach to what you encountered. Then you all practice silent illumination.
也就是说末照我们有一个层次叫做观前身，有没有？
There is a state when you practice illumination to a point that you contemplating the whole body.
就在平常的生活当中，你有办法一方面跟人家互动，一方面你用观前身的方法知道所有的现象都是心中的东西。那我的心不会被一个特定的对象被他什么占据。
So when you practice silent illumination, contemplating totality of the phenomena, you are interact with others, then you know these are all a totality of phenomena.There's no separation between you and the object you encountered. It's all within the mind. Then you will not be restricted to or attached to, limited to this one particular area that draw your mind to. You become sort of attached to a particular part of this totality.
也就是说你在心中浮现什么东西都 OK 的，但是你不要讨厌你心中浮出的像或是感受，你不要讨厌，也不要喜欢，也不要被任何东西什么就计较在任何一个东西上。
In other words, whatever arises in the mind, okay.They are fine. Things arise and perishing in the mind. It's okay. As long as you don't arise to feelings of like, dislike, grasping, rejecting, and not completely being attached to one particular object or phenomenon.
那就是师父所讲的什么应无什么守住而生其心。
This is what 师父 has said many, many times. Without abiding, mind arising.
所以应无守住就是说你的心不会停留在你感知到的任何对象，你不会停留在感知那个对象，就像太阳，你知道太阳照哪一个对象吗？它全部照的。
Without abiding means not stop by what you are encountered, feelings like dislike or objects, just like the sun. The sun.Shines everywhere. It doesn't only shine a particular part.
太阳会不会说这个人哦，看了好喜欢啊，多照一点。那个人哦，现在很这个很冷哈，给他一点温暖。那这个人啊，照了太多恶业啊，这个不要给他温暖。
The sun wouldn't say, "Oh, I like that person. I'm going to shine more warmth on this person. Oh, I really despise that one. Forget about it. I'll freeze him to death."Or, you know, this person really, oh, really pitiable, you know, not enough, you know, heat, so I should shine more. No, the sun won't do that.
有没有看过这样的太阳?
Have you seen the sun like this? That choose what it wants?
就太阳是平等的照,没有选择的照。
It shines equally.Not choosing a particular part.
那这里面我们可以再啊，再回到另外一个这一个，这个就是那一个。朝弄中他们一直在讲的东西啊。
Next, I'm going to talk about these things that's being really, expounded by the, 朝洞 lineage of Chan. They talk about this a lot.
他的体质或者说他的那个觉性是他的觉性是平等的，可是现象是差别的。那在差别的现象当中，它是平等的去感知差别的现象。
The true mind is equal. The subject,
就是说在平等的这个觉性当中，然后呈现出差别的现象。那差别现象当中它是平等的去照它。
Okay, within the equanimity of enlightened nature, it evolving, it comes out with objects, with differentiation. And from the differentiation part of objects,one could see the equanimity of the true mind.
那我们的心基本上其实是跟太阳一样，它本身是平等的，然后它本身是什么？是我们叫不生灭的哈，它本身是不动，就是叫做静，可是呈现的现象，它是有差别的。是动的，是生灭的。
So from the enlightened, the true mind is like the sun. It is an essence. It's empty. It's Tathagata. It's absoluteness, principle, equality, quietude, original enlightenment, and it comes out.Is the function of the mind. It's in form, through form. It has arising and perishing. it's relativity, phenomena, discrimination, and its movement, and also its non-enlightened.
那我们如果迷失在这些现象，这现象就是什么？现象就是下面这一个啊，就是差别的、动的，然后是事项上的，是生灭的。如果我们一直在这上面，在下面这一格，执着它，那这一部分上面这个空性啊，还有它的体啊，我们就看不到了。
Yeah, I want to say a little bit more. The relationship I just read. The top one is the quality of the mind, right? And the second, the bottom is the what comes out, what the mind revealed out of it, right? It is revealing through the form. It also, you see through the arising and perishing phenomena. You through these phenomena that is move, right? But it all came from true mind that is empty. It is Tathagata, suchness, and quietude. So that's the relationship here.
那就是觉悟的人，他们是这一个觉性跟这些现象都是同时，两者同时知道，知道两者，我们只知道下面这一个，上面这一个不知道。
For enlightened beings, be simultaneously in the state, even though these two are not separated. In other words, the true mind revealing itself through forms, but the true mind knows it reveals through forms. There is no separation there. But for ordinary sentient beings, we got not in touch, we lost in touch with this true mind of ours, and all we see, we are mingled with is the phenomenal part. Is what we see is things that's arising, perishing. We see things in movement. We see the phenomenon. We only in touch with the phenomenal part and got lost with the true mind.
那我们现在修行莫造化陀，其实就要回到我们的什么这个本性啊。那从这个本性返回的时候，它大概有几个过程啊。我们透过不起不舍，然后到所有的现象都不见了，到虚空粉碎了，然后我们的什么觉性才会什么显现。
Now, how do we, you know, go back to the true nature through practice Wato or silent illumination? There are a few stages you need to pay attention. The first, you need to practice neither grasping nor rejecting whenever you encounter with phenomena. And when you can attend to that state, then to the point that all phenomena will fall away, disappeared. And to that point, you still have this attachment to this sense of space. And then you keep cultivating the method, and then to the point that even the space itself is shattered. At that point, you are completely in with the awakened mind.
也就是你们看看这里啊，这边要看得到看不到啊，就是黄色这一个啊，我们的众生本来是没有能守的，没有虚空的，没有世界的，那因为一念不觉以后，先跑出虚空出来了。那有虚空，世界就跑出来了，有世界跑出来，众生就出来了，有众生，然后就会造这些业。
Originally, the Buddha mind is completely its enlightened mind. But the minute we arise one deluded thought, then a space created. And when the space created, then earth, water started, and this whole world, the external world, then was created. And then when the world is created, then sentient beings come. And then when sentient being comes, then they create karma of greed, hatred, and ignorance. That is how or the whole phenomena, the sentient beings world, created.
那如果他有参加三十系列哈，他这边就讲劫海虚空起，然后娑婆夜浪流，也就是说你的心性有虚空啊，
嗯哼，
你的心性有虚空，那你就在娑婆流浪了。
There's a phrase in the chanting that we do. It says, when the mind recognizes there is space, then the Saha world started.
啊，就是三十七点。另外，你们也参加水路哈，水路这边有没有？华信湛蓝多沙界，甚深无量劫缘泉。自从一念失言明，八万尘劳即作毕。是跟上面的意思是一样的。
And the other ceremony we call water and land, praying ceremony. In there, the liturgy also has a phrase similar to the meaning that we just said. The whole world, a Dharma world, it itself originally has no form, no language, no words. It carries infinite things in it. But the minute a thought arises, then we lost that brightness. We lost the clarity. And then we fall into ignorant part of our mind become deluded and ignorant. And once that happened, 10 and 80,000 dust created and started to block our true mind.
然后超度就是把你在这个城岛里面就是抓来抓去的，把它再把它什么，把你抓回去到这什么，超越能守的这个部分。就是没有虚空没有世界这个部分。
And what we try to do is to not train our mind not to get attached to, not grasping, not rejecting of the phenomena that we are encountered, and slowly bring us back to that state of complete non-duality.
所以要开悟一定不止所有现象都没有了，连没有现象叫做虚空，连虚空也要什么粉碎。
So for us to attend the so-called enlightened state, when we cultivate to the point that nothing exists, itself is not good enough because a space is still there, and we have to continue cultivate to the point even the space is shattered.
那虚空粉碎以后，你的觉性现前，你所看到的任何东西，没有一样东西不是你。
Once that space is shattered, what you encountered with the phenomenon, there's nothing you encounter is not you.
没有一样东西是你。
Neither the things that all the things that you, not you, or not, it's you and not you at the same time.
这不是文字游戏。
This is not playing word games.
因为现在没太多时间了，现在。那我们的默照话头，基本上就是要什么？就从我们在这一个能守对立的状态之下，回到什么？你的觉性本身。
So we're trying to tell you here is to bring yourself back, wean yourself out of this object and subject dualistic, way of practice, and then bring that to this non-dualistic state, and so you can discover your original true nature.
默照跟话头，比较不一样的地方就是默照不需要排斥外境。 话头什么都不用管，就是什么是无，就一直什么是无。
The difference between silent illumination method and the Wato method is silent illumination, it doesn't reject anything. But Wato paid no attention to anything but the Wato itself.
所以话头其实很容易什么，你知道这个原则容易，你知道是什么是不对，什么是你不是你要的，你就一直丢，那就问。知道了那是什么，我们叫做什么是无，什么是无，知道所有的现象全部什么不见了，然后你进入虚空，连虚空什么也不见了，那这时候你就觉性显现。
Practice Wato method. In the beginning, anything, any thoughts, any phenomena arise, you go back to your Wato. You know that is not the answer.You keep practicing, keep practicing to the point that nothing exists, only the Wato. And you keep practicing to the point, even the space, the Wato disappear. Then you are in accordance with that, the enlightened nature.
我们一直参，从有念头，有话头，一直参，有念头，那用话头一直参，参到没有妄念。那从有话头参到没有话头，完全没有话头，连话头这个也都鼓不出来，这顶多还是在虚空当中，一下连这个虚空也粉碎。
When we practice Wato method, we practice till there's no thought arise, only the Wato, and then we continue practice and practice, even the Wato disappeared.To this stage, there's this vast space. And you continue practice, even that space being shattered. And once that space being shattered, then you are enlightened.
所以就是说你一直参，参到连话头这些字也呼不出来，但是你还是要继续什么？继续问。什么时候会开悟？你不用问了。
In other words, you keep practicing the Wato, you keep investigating. If you keep investigating Wato, and you keep asking, and not even pay notice, not
就是你一直问到连话头都不见了。
Mm-hmm.
这时候事实上还在虚空当中、
mm-hmm.
你还必须继续问，虽然没有话头你还是要问，问到直到连虚空也破掉了，我们叫做什么，叫做疑团，什么就破掉了。
So when you practice Wato method, you investigate Wato to the point even the Wato itself disappeared. At that pointYou have to continue asking. You continue investigate the Wato. And this we call this, you are entering this great, great sense of intrigue. You want to know what it is. What is it? And then to the point that completely that ball of sense of this very tight sense of intrigue shattered.Then you are enlightened.
好，这是话头。那莫照呢？莫照其实他是活在觉悟的状态，他是空性，或是你那个觉性跟所有的现象都什么没有分开的时候，以这样的状态作为你什么？你练习莫照的基础。
Silent illumination method started from.The state of enlightened state. You start from that, therefore, whatever you see, you don't reject, you don't grasping, you don't differentiating. Any phenomena arise, let it arise, don't grasping, don't do anything. That is how silent illumination started. Start as if you are totally enlightened. And whatever comes, you don't reject, you don't attached to.
也就是莫造，它基本上不像话头，话头是不要管什么环境的。莫造是你在任何一个环境当中，然后晃掉你要去抓起种种现象，排斥种种现象的这一个什么这个心。
So this is the difference between the two methods. Vata method, whatever comes in the mind, you pay no attention and you only go back to the Vata. Silent illumination is let everything happen, but you don't grasp them, you don't attach to them.
所以师父，我们的中华禅华古中是有莫造跟话头，可是师父是以什么为主？莫造为主。
So, the Dhamma drum lineage, 师父 actually is focused more on the, is the silent illumination is a primary actually method of this Dhamma drum lineage.
因为莫造第一个不会跟生活脱节，第二个，它可以跟南传的四念住什么接轨，也可以跟藏传的什么大手印、大圆满什么，甚至它可以相呼应。
Because silent illumination method is a method that is easy to use in a daily life. It will not.You know, it is completely connected with the daily life. And you can practice while you are interacting with people. That's one thing, that one reason. The second reason is it also tightly connected with the four mindfulness of, four foundation of mindfulness method.So it also connects with the
Mahamudra
of the Tibetan Buddhism.
那这些方法啊，就是其实莫造也好，话头也好啊，其实就是根据我们众生从什么没有虚空变成有虚空。有世界，有众生，有造业，那要回到什么？没造业，没众生，没世界，没有虚空，是我们叫还本还原。
All these methods, Vata or silent illuminations, are teaching us how we have.How we started from, you know, we being the sentient, ordinary sentient beings, that, how this world created from there is no space, there is no phenomena, no earth, no water, there's no sentient beings, there is no karmic force, becoming this, we become the ordinary sentient beings, teaching us how to go back to the state of there is no karmic force, there is no sentient beings, there is no phenomenal world, and there is no space. It's teaching us how to go back.
那本来这些方法是什么？是直指人心的，不用什么次第的。
These methods actually directly point to the mind.It's not gradual. There's no steps.
那如果禅师这样还问你，你马上跟那个境界相应，叫做什么顿悟？啊，如果哇，听了一二十年还，那叫渐修。
If a Chan master asks you a question or do something to you.And you immediately are in accordance with that enlightened state, or, you know, return back to, you Let me start again. If a Chan master did something to you, via a question, via a gesture, and you responded completely in that enlightened state, then we call this sudden enlightenment. However, if a Chan master did something to you, and you are not respond in an enlightened state, then we call that gradual practice.
譬如说,
Does that make sense?
譬如说禅师问你说, 你从哪里来? 那你讲说, 从家里面来, 那就, 就要渐修了。
For example, a Chan master asks you, where did you come from? And you respond, I came from my hometown, Canton. Then you are practicing gradual practice.
那如果说我没来没去, 那禅师就讲说, 你这一个什么装模作样。
However, if they say, not coming, not going, then the Chan master say, you just made it up. You're just faking it.
那如果你踢他一脚, 好像有点对了哦。
However, if you give him a kick on the foot, then maybe you have a little taste of this enlightened state.
那禅僧可能要再继续一个动作, 他也踢你一脚, 或者跟你互动, 那你大概经不起三四次的, 你就马脚就露出来了。
However, if the Chan master then kick you back, and going back forth about three times, and if you couldn't sustain that, well, your foxtail came out.
因为如果你真的是悟的话, 你在任何状态, 你的心性跟现象都是什么? 都是同一个东西。
Because if you are enlightened, the mind, your mind and phenomena are not separate. It's all the same thing.
所以昨天讲说有个禅师, 看到一个尸体, 他说他没有死, 为什么? 所有东西都在我心里面啊, 那个尸体是我心里面的东西啊, 他哪里有死?
A Chan master saw a corpse, and said, he didn't die. Why? Because everything he encountered is in his mind. Yeah, he's still living. So, what he sees is still alive.
所以禅师死了要去哪里?
So where will a Chan master go after he died?
所以禅师这一个灵寂不是黄破禅师, 他会讲说, 他用语言表达说, 没有要去哪里。
So before Master Huangpo died, he said, there's nowhere to go.
那有些禅师就讲说, 要当牛就牛, 要去地狱就去地狱。 为什么? 因为, 去地狱也没有一个我去地狱。
Other Chan masters say, oh, I'm gonna be a cow, then I'll go to that cow realm. If I go to hell, I'll go to hell. Why? Because wherever they go, there is no this ideal, I go somewhere. I go to hell, or I become a cow.
就要讲个故事啊，有一次大耳山藏啊，一个好像就他有他心通，那碰到慧中国师， 那慧中国师就问他说, 听说你有他心通? 他说是啊。
There's a story. Someone called 大耳三藏. He has this supernatural power, knowing other people's thought. And then there's this another master, Huizhong, then just had conversation with him, say, I heard you have this supernatural power. And he, Da'er San Zhang said, yes, I do.
就他讲说，那我现在在哪里？哦，说你现在哈、哦，你去什么？去马哈顿再买面包啊、哦。然后顶上他讲说，那我现在在哪里？啊，你现在在什么？在诗歌处那里面在写东西。我再问他现在在哪里？他找不到了，因为那个禅师不在祈念头了，他就找不到了。
So then the this Chan Master asked Da'er San Zhang, "Where am I now?" And Da'er San Zhang said, "This is we'll just change the content of the story just to illustrate the point, okay?" And Da'er San Zhang said, "Oh, you were in Manhattan buying a piece of bread." And then he asked again, the Chan Master asked again, "Where am I now?" "Oh, you are at the reception center inquiring about a book." The third time he asked, "Where am I now?" And Da'er San Zhang couldn't find him. That is because this Chan Master's mind stopped moving.
那Da'er San Zhang 把那一个慧中国师产生的妄想当成慧中国师，对不对？
No. Da'er San Zhang, the person who has a supernatural power,sees where this Chan Master Hui Zong is, he itself believes that Master is in such and such a place. Right?
然后同样的师父跟那一个跟印度的那一个有没有印度的那一个教主有没有教养的时候那一个人就做出什么鬼脸要吓师父有没有就要吓到谁
One incident that happened to Sư Fu during the UN conference, Sư Fu was encountered a religious leader from India. And this person somehow trying to match Sư Fu, see how his practice, how well his practice is. So he revealed this kind of really scary kind of demon face. And at that point, Sư Fu used silent illumination, and what she then see is actually that demon face herself, and she got scared and then put away, and Sư Fu didn't touch Sư Fu at all.
总而言之，一般人都是把影像的东西当成是人是真心
And ordinary sentient beings often treat the image in their mind as something real
所以我们有菩萨啊听说师父有他心通他师父出现的时候赶快念佛他怕被师父侦测到
So some practitioners who have the supernatural power knowing others' mind when they encounter 师父They very afraid of Sư Fu. They just chant Buddha's name.
你以为师父会把你的妄想当成你吗
？They thought Sư Fu will play some tricks in their minds. But the question is, do you think Sư Fu will see their thoughts as something? See that wandering thoughts of theirs as them?
只有那些有他心通，但是他把五蕴当成人的，才会偷窥人家啦。
Only those people who have this kind of supernatural power and also see the five skandhas itself will, you know, peeking through others' thoughts.
不管你打妄想或是念佛，他绝对不会把你打妄想的。内容或是念佛的当成你的因为那是什么那是心化不是心比
For enlightened beings whatever you know you're chanting the Buddha you have deluded thoughts they will see you as you because all these phenomena are just pictures painted by the mind brush
每一个人的心皮都是清净圆满的。
Every one of us, mind brush is
pure, not deluded.
所以觉悟的人或是佛看到众生都是看到他圆满的心性，所以你不用担心了。
So for enlightened beings or Buddha, whatever they see is all pure. So you don't have to worry about your own deluded thought being see through by them.
啊，今天因为时间的关系啊，这个我们还有一个任缘，好像就是五天的啊。这个我今天讲的实在是不过瘾啊，因为
because the time.It's really short. I just got, you know, excited about talking about Shun Gama Sutra. I could not really cover all the material that I had prepared for you. But we have 5 days, retreat, in the, Dhamma Drum Retreat Center is coming in August. I welcome all of you, attend. It's gonna be 5 day Shun Gama Sutra retreat. 7 days, I'm sorry, even better. 7 days. It's, I think, August 7 to 14.
就是说我们七天会讲这些观念，那配合怎么修行。
We will spending 7 days talking about the conceptual ideas and concepts and the way of practice.
那是什么时候啊？
I think August.
8月。
Sorry, they changed it. It's August 1st through 7th.
好，如果你听得不过瘾，还是迷迷糊糊，那再来一次。
So if any one of you still have some question lingering, you know, around and not really quite clear about what I was talking about, please come.
如果我讲得不好，是你把我的语言当成我。
If you think that I didn't have a good talk today, it is because you treat that my talk as me.
对，所以你要感觉我没讲。
You have to know that actually you have to feel that I haven't said anything.
好，阿弥陀佛。
Okay, we'll end the talk today.